This week on Your City Now, we take a look at November's ballot. The city honors Pat Boland's legacy, and the Office of Children's Affairs provides an essential need. These stories and more are just ahead on Your City Now. Tuesday, November 5th is the date for the 2019 coordinated election. Denver voters will decide on several ballot issues, plus nine candidates vying for three seats on the Denver Public Schools Board. Here's a look. Proposition CC would allow the state to keep and spend all the revenue it annually collects on schools, education programs, and transportation projects. Proposition DD would authorize and regulate sports betting in Colorado. Denver voters will decide on four specific issues as well, ranging from establishing a new Department of Transportation, creating a new rank in the fire department, to requiring elected officials to live in Denver for the term of their office. Candidates on the ballot are seeking seats on the DPS board. Voters in the southeast part of the city can select one of three candidates for the seat representing their District 1. And voters in northwest Denver will also choose from three candidates for their District 5. All Denver households with registered voters will receive a local ballot question guide and the Colorado Blue Book, as well as a ballot. You can watch school board candidate forums and the ballot issue debates on Denver 8 TV, and complete election information is available at denverdecides.org. It was only a Bluebird Wednesday, but it felt like an Orange Sunday as Mayor Hancock declared October 9th to forever be Pat Boland Day in Denver.
To honor a man who not only brought championship winning ways to Denver, Colorado, and the entire Rocky Mountain region, but showed all of us here in Denver as well what it means to be a good corporate citizen.
Pat Boland, who passed away in June of this year, started and championed Denver Broncos Charities, which has given over $25 million to various organizations since its inception.
The indelible mark Pat Boland has left on the sports of football and our great city and state will endure, and we thank him, the team, and the entire Broncos family for the lasting impact they have made on fans across the world.
In recognition of Mr. Boland's contributions to the city, the Boland family and the Broncos organization was presented with the Mayor's Challenge coin, and Bannock Street was temporarily renamed Pat Boland Boulevard. To watch the full ceremony, stay tuned to Denver 8 or visit denver8.tv. Denver City Council heard from the community concerning amendments to the Denver Zoning Code. The changes would allow vacant land in Denver to become temporary tiny home villages in an effort to help address homelessness.
We really seek to transform the lives of every resident that comes through our gates.
I would just ask the City Council to rise up to a deeper evaluation of what this process has been, do a debriefing, look for best practices.
Tiny home villages provide safety, privacy, and a sense of personal space that has made them especially popular with vulnerable or marginalized residents looking to transition into permanent housing.
Tour a supportive housing project now and get to understand why those services create a greater amount of safety, both for the residents who live there as well as for your neighborhood, than it does when you're living in an alley.
Council approved the zoning code, allowing tiny home villages for up to 4 years at each location. The measure requires that operators meet with the surrounding community before applying for permits. To learn more, go to denvergov.org. This week, YCN traveled to the Atzlan Recreation Center for an after-school treat with the Office of Children's Affairs.
So we're here because one of the great things that the city does for Denver's children and youth is to provide tasty food program, and it has been in operation since 2012, and it is anywhere between 24 and 27 sites across the city, mostly in rec centers, providing after-school snacks and supper to Denver's children and youth.
The program was designed to meet the basic needs of Denver's children. It's part of a plan to ensure kids have the energy to be successful.
So the great thing about this program is that it is open to everyone. Any youth that's 18 years of age or younger that comes into one of our recreation centers to have a meal, a snack, or a supper can enjoy it.
For a list of current sites and times, go to denvergov.org/tastyfood. You can catch new episodes of Your City Now every Friday. Thanks for watching, Denver.